It's 73 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending May 3rd like this. Wheat, 6.8 million bushels. Corn, 20.6 million bushels. Soybeans, 7.5 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady in the western corn belt, but weak to $1 per hundredweight lower in the eastern half of the region. Terminals are called mostly steady, with one location called a dollar lower. That's St. Paul. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $49. Terminals are predicted to be mostly steady. And, of course, $49 to $50 on a live basis. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, May 9th. Negotiated swine purchases were 10,501 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $61.25 to $72. The weighted average, $70.10, a gain of $1.17 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.33 to $59.27, and the weighted average was $55.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 5,006. The base price range was $60.50 to $75. The weighted average, $71.53, a loss of 37 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.81 to $58.25, and the weighted average was $53.51.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Yesterday I started to talk about the change from looking for wet weather to looking for dry weather. And this morning, about an hour ago, when I did the weather with Dan Simeone, he said, "So, when are we going to get some rain? It's getting dry out there." So, the change has come to some areas. I know planting is not 100% complete, and where it's not complete, dry weather is still desired for planting, but for many areas, the crops are now planted. So now rain would be beneficial for the emergence of those crops and the early growth stages of those crops. And we're looking at not much in the way of precipitation across the Midwest Corn Belt over the next few days. The only exception being there still will be precipitation occurring in the Ohio River Valley here the next couple of days. So it's going to be a little wetter from, say, central and southern Missouri into southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, Kentucky than anywhere else. Now, some of those areas being farther south, if there are delays in planting, it's not as big a deal because of the fact that they have a longer growing season. Some of those areas are already planted. To the north, it's dry right now, which is beneficial for drying out the fields that have gotten lots of water in the past couple of weeks across Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. And it looks like dry weather is going to continue there, at least mostly dry weather for the next several days. Now, the computer models do indicate that Saturday night into Sunday, some showers start to develop in the upper Midwest around Minnesota and western Wisconsin, and push across Wisconsin on Sunday. So that is something that could eventually be of concern up in the northern areas. But it looks like between now and about Sunday, dry weather up there. Now, some of the models start to, during the day on Sunday, drop some rain into northern and western Iowa and eastern Nebraska and eastern South Dakota, and bring some locally heavy rain to that area once we get into... I want to correct myself there because everything got delayed about a day. That's more on Monday that happens. So it looks dry in Iowa through Sunday into Monday morning before the rains get there. But then as we go through Monday into Tuesday, A cold front will be pushing through the Midwest. That's going to slowly push a band of probably significant showers and thunderstorms slowly southward. So for Illinois and Indiana, the rain could start as early as Monday night in northern Illinois, early Monday night, and then later Monday night into northern Indiana as well. And then this area would push southward through the two-state area Tuesday into Tuesday night. And then high pressure builds in with slightly cooler weather to follow the middle of next week. So that's our next chance of widespread rain across the Midwest Corn Belt. Meanwhile, we're looking at subtropical storm Andrea off the northeast coast of Florida. That's been sitting out there and providing a lot of wind for the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida. And, well, there's a system of significance producing a lot of rain. Most of it's out over the Atlantic Ocean and not much inland, so it stays very dry in Georgia and Florida and neighboring areas, and there's some brush fires out there, and it doesn't look like much rain is coming in there. They may have a few scattered showers as we get late in the week into the weekend, but that's one area that we're watching out for maybe being a little bit too dry. Northern Plains, still dry now, but some more scattered showers and thunderstorms will work across that area the next couple of days, so that will slow field work again. For the Central Plains hard red winter wheat belt, well, the main severe weather threat's over for a while. It looks like occasionally some spotty showers and thunderstorms to the east, but mainly dry weather over the next several days. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 477 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade down 2.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 470 and a quarter, down 3/4. Last trade down 3/4. July, 482 unchanged. Last trade down 1.75. May corn open at 359 1/4, up 2. Last trade up 0.5. July, 367 1/2, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 1/4. December, 367 1/2, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 1. July beans open at 749, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 0.5. November, 777, down 1/4. Last trade unchanged. July soybean meal open at 202, up 10. Last trade up 10. July soybean oil open at 33.30, down 1. Last trade up 4. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, I noticed that the export sales for corn were so-so, but I did also notice that South Korea and Japan took 32.8 million bushels in either in the last day or so.
Yeah, those are fairly routine buyers, but still, we need those kind of exports to keep things going. Export bookings came in really on the low end of things. Not much new crop, less than a million bushels of new crop. 20.6 million bushels of old crop. This market's kind of on hold is the way I would describe it. We need to get past the supply-demand report on Friday. Steady to a penny, penny and a half better at the opening. We're going to hear more talk about the carryout numbers in particular for 06 and 07 crops. First report we'll have with the 07 numbers.
And those 07 numbers, pretty widespread about what traders are thinking.
Yeah, they really are. Coming in around 750 to 1.3 billion bushel carryout, who knows? I mean, it's just a wide open number. How much crop's really getting planted and what the yield's going to be, just up for grabs.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, 7.5 million bushels there.
Yeah, no new crop at all. Again, it's on the low side of things. Steady, maybe two better. Technically, this market looks very good. I sure would like to see the July beans close above the early week high at 751. Firmer crude prices, I think we'll see a little firmer market today.
And the wheat?
On the wheat, we'll be lower, maybe a penny, as much as 3 cents lower. Technically, this market looks very weak. Specs have been big sellers, getting out of long positions as well as adding to shorts. Export bookings came in around 9.5 million bushel with the old and new crop, right in the middle of trade estimates.
turn your attention over to the Merck. What are you seeing there for today?
At the Merck, I think, will be higher. This market looked pretty peppy this week, particularly in the cattle. Stiff gains in the choice cutouts will be 20 to 50 higher there. On the hogs, maybe a little more subdued, steady to 30 higher. We've had kind of a mixed bag with bear spreading this week. That probably will continue.
Would you look for cattle to continue its strength into the Memorial Day weekend?
I would. We've got pumped up kills coming in here, and I think we'll see stronger markets all the way into the end of the month.
Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Moorton, Illinois. Ellen joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.